Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Man, I've been giving this some thought. By the way, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. CJ Watson, quiet storm, going to join us at noon today, talk some hoops. But I have been giving this a lot of thought. Let me try to start it this way. There's something different about what's going on with the 49ers quarterback situation than others. Here's my question first. What fuels a quarterback controversy?
When you think one quarterback is better than the other who's not playing?
Okay. I would say the answer that I'm going to give myself is I think the fans fuel a quarterback controversy in at least some way.
Maybe they light the fire, but the media is the one that usually pours gasoline on it because they're constantly asking the coach and people about it, which I don't, you could say it's wrong or right. I haven't heard a ton of this year.
So I believe you can only have a quarterback. This is what having some fun with the YouTube chat. They thought I was trolling, but I'm not.
You usually do.
No, I don't. I ask the questions that pop into my mind. And my feeling is this. You can only have a quarterback controversy if the fans really care about who's going to quarterback. And I just feel like the most 49er fans just don't think there's a huge difference between the two. And so that's why there's not, you know, this isn't kind of an incendiary situation. Like, I don't think there's passion for a quarterback controversy among the fans because I think they understand the uniqueness of this situation with Purdy's uncertainty, with Mac Jones and how he's played, with the uncertainty about when Purdy's coming back. And seeing the 49ers be at 6-4 without their starting quarterback for all but two games, and they just, there's just no energy for it.
You don't think that fans believe there's a controversy?
Not a huge one. I think people that like Purdy want him to come back, and he'll eventually come back. And people that like Mac Jones and think he should start, that's what they believe. But nobody can objectively look at these two guys and say, well, one is way better than the other, so there's a definitive decision to make. I feel like because of what's going on, they are in a gray area, and the fans understand that.
It sounds like a controversy to me. Do you have the Richard Sherman sound? This is from yesterday from the Richard Sherman podcast, and it's kind of about what we're talking.
Okay.
That's what we're talking.
There is a little bit of a quarterback controversy, and I'm not even trying to be controversial. I love Brock Purdy. I think Brock Purdy is the guy in San Francisco, but there is something about a hot hand and guys playing, you know what I mean, and knocking off the rust. And there aren't many games where you feel comfortable saying, hey, this is a game we feel like we can knock the rust off. You know, this is a game we put somebody in and knock the rust off.
Well, that I do, you know, that I agree with.
I'm starting to hear more of that from not just fans, like players. You know, Orlovsky was on ESPN last week saying there's a quarterback controversy in San Francisco. I think actually the noise of controversy is getting louder and louder by the week. That was after the Rams game, by the way. That wasn't before they lost.
Say that again. The controversy's growing each week.
People are more people are saying that there is one.
Okay. Then,
every week.
Well, then what I would say is there won't be one. There's a good chance there won't be one in a week or two.
And why do you think that is?
Because Brock Purdy's going to come back. And according to you, if all things are equal, he's just going to finish out the year. So then there's no controversy. Like Mac goes back to being the backup.
Well, if they start losing games, then people are going to call for Mac Jones, because he has an established record of playing well and helping you in football games.
I think it's going to matter how they lose, obviously. But let's go out to Panther Sam. Panther Sam is in Napa. What's up, Panther Sam? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing well.
So, as a Panthers fan, I'm an expert on lost causes. And the 49ers are a lost cause, but it has nothing to do with the quarterback. And Evan, I think you've made the point here that statistically, these two guys are pretty comparable. And in Shanahan's system, you know, he sets it up ideally for, you know, either one of these guys. The issue is our defense is crippled. Our offensive line wasn't great to begin with and is somewhat crippled. So, you know, the season's over. Sorry to say it, but, you know, again, as a Panthers fan, I know what's going on.
Appreciate the call, Panther Sam. I was kind of hoping he was a Niner fan because I wanted to ask him, so you can't take any enjoyment out of this season if they make a push for the playoffs?
Well, it sounds like he's feeling good about his Panthers a couple weeks on Monday night. Yeah. No, I think...
That's a Monday night game?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I was actually talking to Lowe about this on Sunday. We're wondering if we can get it flexed. If we can get it flexed out. All right, but so the thing is, last year, the Niners' defense was 29th in points allowed.
All right.
They gave up 30 points a game.
Really?
That's a big reason. Yeah, they stunk last year, Steiny. And so while everyone is going to throw that at the feet of Brock Purdy, and I get it, he wasn't great last year, he's in the same situation Mac Jones was on Sunday or against the Texans, but for an elongated period of time. And that's going to impact your record as a quarterback. Again, was Brock Purdy perfect? No. But there was a lot of situations last season, especially the back half of the year, where I don't know what quarterback is supposed to win in that situation. Just like everybody was saying Mac Jones was in on Sunday. So if this continues to move the way it is, by the way, again, the last 3 weeks, they've given up on average 30.6 points per game. So the defense has stunk the last 3 weeks. Even against the Giants, they gave up, what, 24?
Right.
They just outshot them. I don't think Mac Jones is good enough to outshoot the rest of the opponents to make up for how bad this defense is looking right now.
And would you say the same, though, for Brock Purdy? Because, I mean, I would. I would.
That he's not good enough?
No. Yeah, or that he's marginally better than Mac Jones. But, yeah, I mean...
I'd say with him and Christian McCaffrey, I'd give him a better shot. Which is, by the way, something he didn't have all of last year. Access to number 23.
That's true. Let's go to Damon. He's in a dump truck. Oh, boy. Hey, Damon, how you doing?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys?
Hey!
Just listening to you, man. I think that Purdy was the one that kicked off the controversy last year with the way that he played. I was all Team Purdy 22-23, but last year was just 12 interceptions, 20 touchdowns, losing the ball every time in the rain. Just his accuracy was off. His arm looked like it was off. Like, he looked like a completely different QB than the previous 2 years. So I think that he kicked off the controversy to begin with. But actually, I feel like the real controversy is going to start when he gets back, and it's going to be whether – if he continues to play like he played last year and struggle, that's when the real controversy is going to be at. Also, I think that there will be controversy if he just plays at or about the same level as Mac, because it's like now you just sunk all this money into a guy that, you know, we really didn't need to pay. And I was against paying this guy. I called in, I talked to you, and I remember you were like, well, it's just what the market is. What are they going to do? I'm like, make him wait. Like, you know, have him play out this year, you know? And it's like, man, I just feel like we sunk a lot of money into a situation that's just going to keep us afloat but never really kicking down the door. And as a rabid Niner fan, that's not what I want. I'd rather tear the house down and rebuild, knowing that we have to rebuild with, you know, because this guy isn't good enough or whatever the situation, then just have a placekeeper that's just going to kind of keep us in the mix but not really, you know, getting to that end goal. I'm a rabid Niner fan. I'm not saying that Mac Jones is going to be the answer.
Right.
He might not be the answer. But let's get to that answer instead of just, you know, just plateauing. We've been doing that. I'm done with it.
Appreciate you, Damon. Thanks for the call. You know, there was definitely – he got me mixed up. I wasn't saying they shouldn't pay Purdy, but I never liked the argument, you got to pay your starter, or, you know, that's just the going rate for a quarterback.
Well, they actually got him for below market.
Yeah, marginally.
No, like
– come on. He's making 40-plus, right?
He's making 53.
Exactly.
Yeah, but every quarterback that's been paid the last three off seasons has reset the market. He was the first guy to not do that.
He had no business. Come on, though. But he had no business resetting the market after a 6-11 season.
I agree, which is why he didn't reset the market.
My point is 53 is a big boy number.
But at the time, when he signed that contract, that was ninth.
Right.
In terms of per year.
Okay, so you think they could trade Brock Purdy easily if they needed to?
I think somebody would take him.
Do you?
Yeah. There's a lot of teams.
I wonder.
There's a lot of teams that need a quarterback, Steiny.
I know that.
The Niners will be one if they trade back Brock Purdy, by the way.
Well, I'm just wondering. Yeah, see, I'd
I just think people didn't
I wouldn't trade for Brock Purdy.
Well, what I think ticked people off about the contract, maybe it's the money, I don't know. I'm just telling you, for the market, that's not that bad of a deal. It's the fact that he got the deal after a season in which they didn't make the playoffs. So there's this idea that you rewarded someone for a subpar year. I think that threw a lot of people.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I do think it is going to be interesting if Brock plays this weekend, and moving forward, depending on what happens, maybe there will be a controversy, but I just...
Since he's gotten here, people have had doubts about this guy. Like,
Purdy.
It does not matter what he's done. Let's be honest. It doesn't matter.
I got to tell you something. And this is my honest to God truth. I feel like when Purdy was rolling, most 49er fans were like, yeah, he's our franchise quarterback. Pay him. What going rate's this? Okay. They paid him that. They got a little bit of a bargain. That's... Everybody was kind of happy. But I do feel like there have been a lot of fans who do really like Brock Purdy. And they either don't like him as much now, or they think Mac Jones has a different or better skill set than Purdy. I think there are conscientious 49er fans that like Brock Purdy, but do wonder that if Mac Jones is better.
Well, yeah, because Mac Jones was the 11th overall pick and Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft. I just think that that's something that's going to follow him his entire career. And that's something that he's never going to be able to escape. You know, Mac Jones looks like a prototypical quarterback. He's 6+ feet. He delivers the ball, throws it. I don't know, people say he throws a better ball than Purdy. Like, he looks like more of a prototypical quarterback. He played at Alabama. I don't think he's ever going to be able to escape people's doubts about him, because every single step of the way, people are just waiting to see if he's going to fail.
I actually, I can only assess the way I feel about, about the quarterbacks and who's better. I just feel like most 49er fans don't think there's a big difference between Purdy and Mac Jones. But at the same time, if Brock Purdy's healthy, he's got to be the guy to go out there and kind of defend his starting position.
But that's it. You just said it right there. Like, he has to protect his starting job.
Yes.
That's what it's turned into?
Yes.
He's under contract for 5 more years, Steiny.
I know, but so what's the alternative? The alternative is
that is his job.
Right, but what I'm saying is the alternative is maybe Kyle thinks he's not playing the better quarterback if he plays Brock Purdy.
Then you made a colossal bleep up. If Brock Purdy goes out there and after a game or two, Kyle Shanahan doesn't think he has the better quarterback starting, well, then I don't know what you paid him for.
Well, maybe you paid him because you didn't think you were going to be able to get a better quarterback than him.
They signed Mac Jones to a 2-year deal.
I know.
Like, if Kyle Shanahan really loved Mac Jones the way that everyone believes that he did during that draft,
yeah,
and they had an opportunity to get him this offseason, well, then why would you need to pay Brock Purdy?
Well, we're operating under the assumption, and maybe we should, that Kyle Shanahan... Do you believe Kyle Shanahan absolutely wanted Mac Jones on draft night?
That seems... I think that's a safe bet.
All right.
I feel like Kyle Shanahan, yes, was talked out of drafting Mac Jones on that fateful night in which
possibly
they traded 3 first-round picks for Trey Lance.
Right.
But if that is indeed the case... Well, we know he liked him. Whether he liked him more than Trey doesn't really matter at this, but we know he liked the guy. So you bring him in this offseason. If you really thought that Mac Jones could be a better quarterback for you than Brock Purdy, why would you pay him?
Because they didn't know it or think it at the time. That's why. Because they thought...
And less than a full calendar year later, now you do?
Well, I don't know what they think. But maybe, you know, I don't know what Kyle Shanahan... See, and this is the other thing. Would you at least... See, here's the way I look at it. I'm not sure... You know, I think Purdy's better than Mac Jones. If Purdy's healthy, I would play him Sunday. Absolutely. But I don't know what Shanahan's going to do because I don't know if he's feeling outside pressure that has nothing to do with football. And that is Purdy's contract. You know, like it's they might have thought Purdy's the guy. They brought Mac Jones in here and they're like, "Man, I mean, Mac can do a lot of the same things as Brock." Okay. Like that's a mistake. How do you correct it? Like I'm saying. If Kyle Shanahan actually thinks, and I don't know if he does or not, thinks Mac Jones, he likes Mac Jones better than Brock Purdy, well, they can't keep Brock Purdy and move on from Mac Jones. Like the goal is to get the best quarterback for your team. And that's Kyle Shanahan's decision, and we have to live with it.
Well, if that was the case, they should have tried to bring back Sam Darnold.
Maybe.
Sam Darnold looks pretty freaking good since he's left San Francisco.
But he didn't... But he only quarterbacked a couple games for the
Niners. He only quarterbacked one game.
Okay. So,
but they had him in practice every single day. Like again, they see so many things behind the scenes that tell them, I believe, what a quarterback can and can't be. That's apparently the whole reason why they didn't believe in Trey Lance is because he wasn't good in practice.
Right.
It's not because they didn't think he was good enough in the games. Like, week to week, they just weren't confident in him. And so they said goodbye. I think that if they believe that Sam, and this is, it could have been a miss on their part, but if they believe Sam Darnold was better than Brock Purdy, I think they would have tried to bring him back.
All right, and here's something that kind of gets to the heart of it. From the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 510, Joe Flacco has come in and been balling. Does Burrow need to play for his job too, Steiny? See, this is where I believe we have to acknowledge the uniqueness of the situation. He's not Burrow. He's just not. And the disparity isn't so great that fans see it, obviously. And so, like, that's what I mean about Brock Purdy. Just because he's making 50, what is he, the ninth highest paid quarterback? So, if he's not playing well, I don't care what he's making, in a way. I don't know.
No, that's the thing. So, like, Joe Burrow is going to be the starting quarterback for the Bengals because everyone believes in him.
Right.
Unequivocally. It's because of his track record. It's because of his talent. Joe Burrow's been more injury-prone than Brock Purdy has his first five seasons in the league. Rookie season, he tore his ACL. 2 years later in 2023, I think it was a shoulder, but he was out for the remaining seven games of the season. And this year he's had turf toe that's kept him out for all but two. Joe Burrow's been more injury-prone than Brock Purdy, but nobody would ever think of not bringing Joe Burrow back. But we're having that discussion in San Francisco. And I think it's because of the amount of... It's because of the doubt in the starting quarterback, who's Brock Purdy. People still doubt him. And I guess I understand when you watch Mac Jones and he's playing well, but like... Mac Jones is... He's fine.
But...
But you're not going anywhere with him.
This year or...
No, I just think in general. Okay, so I don't think you're going anywhere with Mac Jones. He's a good quarterback. He's fine. You're not going anywhere with him.
So you think there's more of a significant difference between the two than has maybe revealed itself?
Yes.
Okay, that's fair.
Yes.
That's fair.
No, I'm not comparing Purdy to Burrow. What I'm saying is...
No, Purdy to Mac.
Yeah.
Right, you believe there's a bigger chasm than I do. Let's put it that way. I think they're pretty close. Do I think Purdy's better? Yeah, because they paid him, and Mac Jones has never been paid, and Purdy's got success. Like, I'll give him all that.
No, I think Brock Purdy is better because he's played better than Mac Jones in his past, and I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that he can do that again. Whereas a lot of people are not, and that's fine.
Yeah, I just want to.
Like, you doubt him because of what happened last year.
Who, Purdy?
Yes. Like, last year they went 6-11.
I'm not crazy about Purdy, but I do acknowledge if he's your number one and you paid him, you've got to get him out on the field when he's ready. It sounds like he's ready. He's got to get back on the field. But once he gets back on the field, and maybe this isn't fair, He's got to start from scratch. You know what I mean? But it's because of the season we're having right now. Like, he has to come back and be as good or better than Mac Jones the first game or two. Otherwise, they're going to get beat, and then they're 6-6, and now we do have a problem. Like, that's to me the biggest danger, even more than, you know, is Purdy's rust factor costing you a game or two?
Well, and I'm willing to come back on in a couple weeks and say I was wrong about it, but if he's 100, well, he's not going to be 100%, but he's close to, I think you got to eventually roll with him, and you got 3 weeks in which you play Arizona, Carolina, and Cleveland. Now, that Cleveland game's in Cleveland, and Brock Purdy, the last time he was in Cleveland, I believe, was not very good because weather's a factor for him.
Right.
And I guarantee you going into that week, there's going to be a lot of people calling in saying, what are we doing?
Never go full Jeff. Mac is not better than Brock. Chicago Jason, Brock is not clearly better than Mac. Jim Everett, Evan is cooking. What I'm getting at is the feelings do seem to be mixed. All right. What's coming up? 888-957-9570 is the number. What are we doing at quarterback? How are we fixing this issue? But isn't it a good issue? It's coming up on The Game. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.